Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Bulwark Takes. This is a very fun and funny sequence of events that has happened here. So I needed to discuss it with Joe Perticone, who was my fashion guru, my fashion maven. Hopefully he doesn't have any bad things to say about my fit after this. But when I saw that Donald Trump was making fun of Ken Paxton's appearance, I had to get Joe on, and he's got a great theory here. But first, let's talk about what's going on here. Joe, what did Donald Trump have to say about the appearance of our Republican Texas Senate candidate, Ken Paxton, and his distaste for it?
So first of all, I love the Bulwark hat. You can get them at the Bulwark shop. For anyone watching who wants one. What Trump said about Ken Paxton was that he started talking about him. He's saying, we need to make this guy the next senator. He was a great defender of all things Trump. He looks pretty bad. Like, he dresses horribly. And then he just kept bringing it up repeatedly on separate occasions. And he always does the thing where he says, some people say, which is code for, I am saying. yeah. So I think we have some clips.
You know, we have a guy named Ken Paxton, and some people don't like the way he dresses, or some people don't like the way he interviews or talks.
It'll be obviously Ken Paxton. We gotta get him elected. He's a good man. You know, I know him very well. He really was a great attorney general. And some people, I'll be honest, some people don't like an interview that he'll do or something, you know.
So Ken Paxton, you might not like the way he dresses. And I say this, it's so insulting to him, but I might as well say it. You might not like the way he looks. You might not love his look. You might not love his television interviews. But he was the best attorney general in the country, perhaps. He was one of the best in the entire country. And that speaks a lot louder than the suit he's wearing that doesn't look so great.
Joe, the thing here that jumps out is that this is Donald Trump's obsession with television and image and appearance. Like, this is the defining characteristic of everything he thinks about, right?
This is perfect. Like, Trump in a nutshell is him just being like, this guy's like one of my top allies. I really want him in the Senate, but I hate the way he looks. I hate his clothes. And he can't contain himself from bringing it up every time he mentions Ken Paxton, because he's like, I got to advocate for this guy, but I can't stand his look, because he likes everyone to look a certain way. Remember, he bought shoes for all the cabinet members because he didn't like their shoes. And so, like, this is just so funny because it's so classic Trump.
The shoes thing is very funny because we have a photo of perhaps one of the things that Trump was reacting to. Joe, can I get you to break this down for me? Can we just start with let's start at the top and work our way down, because I feel like there's all sorts of different things going on with this Ken Paxton fit.
So he's got the Four Seasons dry fit golf polo on, untucked, which many men wear golf polos casually. That's normal, but, you know, untucked. And then clearly probably needed an undershirt. And then he's got the, you know, slim, ill-fitting pants, a large object in the pocket. We'll get to that later when I go conspiracy mode. And then the shoes, which he's not Sideshow Bob. His feet are not that big. They're clearly not his shoes. It reminded me of when you're a little kid and your dad says, take out the garbage. And so you grab the garbage and you go to the door and there's only one pair of shoes and it's your dad's. So you stick your little feet into these giant shoes as you walk out to the garbage cans. That's what it looks like. It looks like he just stepped into someone and Ken Paxton's a tall guy. So whose shoes are these?
Those are Shaq size shoes. I mean, they're enormous. The undershirt thing is interesting here because we have previous examples of Trump being horrified by somebody's appearance, male appearance up there, right?
Yeah. So quite a long time ago, before he was, you know, even running for president, former Congressman Barney Frank from Massachusetts, who passed away recently, he was on the floor and his arm was in a sling, the House floor, and his arm was in a sling, and he was wearing a sweater, which it's very cold on the House floor. As someone who spends a lot of time in the House chamber, it's very cold in there. So you could see his, as Trump said, his nipples protruding, which Trump also described as very, very disrespectful. And so that's something he notices, which if you look at the Ken Paxton photo, you can tell that Trump probably noticed that again too, which very, very disrespectful in the president's own words. So that's probably another thing that added to it. That's something we've seen Trump doesn't like.
You know, there's this element of Trump where style and surface really does trump, almost no pun intended, does trump everything else. He gets along famously, for example, with Zohran Mamdani. And to the extent that he was basically aping Zohran's fit, right?
After he did that first initial Oval Office meeting with Mamdani, where he was just fawning over him. And then it was like, I think a week later, Mamdani was doing the sweater with blazer combo. And then Trump just appeared wearing basically the same thing, which, you know, maybe he took cues from it, but it's just very funny the way like he loves style and look. And that's, you know, the things that he's loved about certain generals is that they're straight out of central casting. Like, he wants a general from a Tom Clancy movie. He doesn't mm-hmm. want, a normal guy who might be brilliant or might have, you know, had this decorated record. He wants, you know, the tough Sam the Eagle character as, you know, a top military advisor.
All right. So let's get to your conspiracy theory here, because we've got the whole Jim Garrison back into the right thing going on here. And I think you're right. I actually think when you were breaking it down for me, I was like, this is the most plausible explanation for how Ken Paxton ended up looking like this on a campaign event. What was the deal here?
So I don't have evidence for this other than what we can see in the photo.
No evidence, just visual, your own perception here.
If I can put my tinfoil hat on, we can start with the polo. It's a golf polo. Like I said, lots of men wear dry fit golf polos casually. The fact that it's untucked, you know, maybe he was playing golf beforehand. And maybe you say, oh, that's a stretch because, you know, lots of people wear polos. The shoes. This has happened to me. I've gone and played golf. You leave home in your spikes and you don't bring a pair of shoes to change into. But he can't show up to this campaign event wearing golf spikes. That'd be even worse. So he says, I need somebody else's shoes, but he's a tall guy. So maybe only one staffer who's like 6'5 or something says, you can fit into mine. And so that's why he's wearing size 14s. So that's another part of the theory. Then if you look in his right pocket, what does that look like? Looks like a golf ball, which means when he shanks one and goes, oh no, I need to re-hit, takes it out of the pocket, drops it down. We've all done it. I have this deep theory that Paxton, who is very much being seen as a lazy campaigner, 4th of July, he was, you know, not doing these big events. He was traveling to Iceland and the UK with his mistress and he's not really engaged politically. So maybe he was playing some golf and then quickly was like, oh no, I got to go do this event. And he didn't bring a change of clothes. He didn't even bring a pair of shoes to change into. And then he probably moved so quickly that he didn't ditch the ball and possibly tease, possibly a mini pencil that are in that pocket. Just a theory.
I think this theory is a very sound one. If we could ever get him on the show, I'm sure we could ask him and figure out which golf course in the San Antonio area he was at that morning. But it seems like a pretty good call to me. The